Television. Well, to Egypt now, where it's just hours to go until Friday prayers and demonstrations called for by the army chief who ousted the Islamist president Mohamed Morsi. General Abdel Fattah al-Sisi wants people to come out onto the streets to endorse the army's efforts against what he called terrorism. But the spiritual leader of the Muslim Brotherhood has also asked his organisation's supporters to gather for peaceful protest. Fears of violence between the two sides are growing, but ahead of the rallies, a senior bishop with Egypt's Coptic Christian Church says he doesn't mind if another Islamist government is elected, as long as the country is allowed to flourish. John McManus reports.
Despite being present in Egypt since the 1st century AD, Christians there have a long history of persecution. And the overthrow of President Mubarak and the upheaval of recent months was accompanied by fresh attacks on worshippers and churches. The church has traditionally been very wary of getting too involved in politics, so it surprised many when its head, Pope Tewodros, publicly allied himself with the military figures who ousted President Morsi last month. The head of the church in Britain, where many Christians have migrated to over the years, is Bishop Angelos. He's called for reconciliation and peace, but denies that his church's actions will result in worshippers being targeted. And he says, despite the misgivings of many, the future election of another Islamist government might be welcome.
I actually don't mind who's in power, as long as that person can secure livelihoods, investment, law and order, cohesion, a strategy towards the future. It doesn't matter who's in power.
Bishop Angelos says that he'd also support a secular government that had broad values of faith, but didn't impose its religious dogma on people.
I'm a bishop, I'm a clergyman. I believe that doing God is what we must do. But we don't then apply our beliefs in a skewed way that empowers us and disempowers others and call that doing God.
The Coptic Church says that President Morsi's downfall was not a coup because a civilian interim government was quickly sworn in. Mr. Morsi's supporters, who have strong religious values of their own, disagree and will be watching events on Friday very closely.
John McManus.